Andre, good to speak with you. I'll just start with some team news first of all. Are you expecting any players back this weekend to be back available?
Yeah, we leave in 30 minutes, so I know everything about the squad. Tom Lees and Jack Rudoni, they trained today the first time, and they are already sitting in the couch waiting for the depart. So we have to decide overnight if they can start, but we need fresh legs and we need a mentality, fresh players, so they are for sure an option for the game in Bristol.
Someone like Tom Lees in particular, how big a boost is it to have him back with his experience?
Yeah, it's really important. We showed over 55 minutes that we can play a good game in Preston without experienced players. But we experienced a wrong decision. It was a foul on Ben White, and then no penalty, and it was the second time after the offside goal against West Brom, and for such a situation, then you need experienced player, leaders on the pitch to calm the whole situation, and for that thing, Tom Lees is a very important player for the team, totally stable in his performances the last few weeks, and we are happy that it's maybe possible to play on Saturday.
Is it players like him that in a game like Preston, where you had that lead and you were trying to defend it, does he sort of improve the way that you manage the game as you sort of reach the latter stages?
Yeah, it's always a thing of communication, and when you watch the stats between the first and second half, we won duels 57% the first half, and in the second half we won 30%, and we won less 5 kilometers second half. So you need players with much experience to tell the other boys not to give up, and the game is over after 90 plus minutes, and you have to stay confident the whole time. And it's a normal thing that that you feel bad when you concede a goal against, but you need calm and patience, and and we lost the game after the goal, and then it's too easy. We got the second goal in the 84th minute, but we stopped playing football after the 1-1. It was the same like against West Brom, and over the whole season I heard that we gave away over 25 points after a winning situation at halftime. It's too much, and it's not one time. It repeated the whole season, and we have to stop that thing because we need points. And the boys, they did it really well. Over 55 minutes, you couldn't see that Preston is the team maybe qualifying for the playoffs, and we at the bottom. But after the 1-1, it was clear, and then we were without a chance. And we need stability after a conceded goal, especially in the first 10 minutes phase after a goal. And then it was too easy to score goals against us.
Have you been able to pinpoint exactly what that was down to? Is it a case of concentration, perhaps, or fatigue? Have you been able to sort of pin it down to one sort of aspect?
We started playing like the plan. Okay, when many experience and maybe also player with high quality are missing, then you have to change your philosophy, your style of play, and we try to keep it simple. But it worked, and they played like the plan, and over the fullbacks and flat passes, and but when you experience as a player such a situation, you got a goal, and then you think negative, and then we need body language, and we need players like experienced players, and to speak to all the other players positive that it goes on, because 1-1 is it's everything possible, and We didn't play like that in second half and just long balls, and then we lost many balls and our passing rate was under 60%. It's horrible. And then there are too many things when you run less, when you win duels in with 30%, and then you play just long balls, and it's not possible to win a game. And they showed and they showed that they can play better, like the first 55 minutes. But I understand the situation, but we have to fight against such a moment, especially in the last four games. There is no other opportunity. And so it's like every game is like a cup final. Maybe it's good to describe. It's like a cup final. It's not a must-win game now because there are three more, but it's like a cup final. And we try to win every game over the whole season. We try to win every game, but especially now we need points, and we try to win the game in Bristol. Yeah.
On that sort of, you say it's three cup finals, and naturally four. In football, four cup finals. Cup finals are obviously hugely emotional games when they come around. Are you tapping into sort of the players' emotions and that side of the game, as opposed to just their playing ability to try and drag them through this last few games?
Yes, there's no other possibility. We have to think positive, and we have to try every game, because we cannot hope that the other teams lose every game in the championship. Championship, everything is possible, and every team can beat every other team. So we have to look on our performance and on our points. And Bristol, they did it well last Wednesday. They won 5-0. It's a good team. They play technical high standard football, and we show all the last week that it's possible. But I repeat every day, every week, we have to show that thing over 90 minutes. And so we try it again, because the players, they felt well when we started into the game. The atmosphere at halftime was really good, and we were sharp. But sometimes it's not in your own hands when there is a decision, and I never speak too much about referees. But now minimum two times it changed everything after a wrong decision, and maybe another big thing. In England, they discuss now about a new revolution of offside for next season. And maybe they have to think about the VAR in Championship, because it is the best second league in the world, and there is no VAR. And sometimes, you have to think about that thing because of right decisions.
I'll move on to Bristol this coming weekend. You mentioned them there, coming off a big win on Wednesday. How tough an opponent will they be?
Yeah, they played 5-0. Now they are through without any problems, thinking negative. They have a good team with individual really good players. They're quick. They scored a lot of goals now. But it's always possible. We also have good players can scoring goals. We can defend really well. We had two clean sheets last four games, and it's possible. But we need to show our abilities over the whole game, and we need the will and the attitude to defend as a team over 90 minutes. And we stopped also defending as a team after the conceded goal, first goal. And this is the message to the team. When we play like after the conceded goal, it's not possible to get points. And but we showed that it's possible, and so we tried again. Yes.
And you've obviously got the ever so slightly longer turnaround, given you played Tuesday and they played Wednesday. Does that give you any sort of slight advantage in terms of sort of energy and that sort of thing?
I don't know, because they had a lot of changes on Wednesday. So, we don't know how they really start. If they play in 3-4-3 or in 4-4-2, they changed the last games. So we are prepared for everything, and show the clips tonight how they played the last few games. But they have principles, and they press high sometimes, and they're in the mid block, and Yeah, so we have to be careful in every situation, but we also have to concentrate on our performance, and there are many things we can do better after the goal, and we show them also many positive things, especially from first half or from the last game when we defended as a team, when we fought for the survival. And this is what we need, totally focused on the game and the 100% will and attitude for the game.
Thanks, Andre. Best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Jack. We'll just come to Stephen checking in the room from Weah Terry.
Andre, we've noticed, and you spoke on Tuesday about wanting to play a simple game, get the ball up the wings, get crosses in. Is that simple game, is that part of helping the players with concentration and avoiding silly errors, is trying to keep things simpler?
Yeah, especially simple in ball possession. We build up with many ball losses, but especially in first half we build up in a simple way over the fullbacks and clear flat passes, and the strikers, they knew about the positions in the half spaces, and so we had some really good attacks. Some final passes were missing, but I think we deserved the lead at halftime. Second half it was not the same, and then we played the long balls, and it's difficult to secure for Sorba, for Jos, not the tallest player, and to defend as a team, this is the basic we can show in every game, and this is what we also need in Bristol.
It's good news on Jack Radoni and Tom Lees, potentially. How are Jonathan Hogg and Radinho Balka? Is there a chance we'll see them back this season?
I have no new information. Radinho trains individual. I don't think so, that there's a chance that we see them again on the pitch. Jonathan Hogg has a broken shoulder, so I think the season is off for him.
Yeah.
So, it's good to have Tom Lees and Jack Radoni back, and experienced player with high quality, and they will make us better.
Yeah. I just want to ask you about something as well that a lot of fans were talking about after the Preston game, video Delano Bergzorg having a confrontation with some fans. I just want to, if you're aware of that and what your thoughts on it were.
To be honest, I didn't know about the video until 30 minutes ago. So after a game, the fans were frustrated about the second half, but we also were frustrated because we thought that we could win there. So such a situation with full of emotions, and it's always good to stay calm and to stay together. It's never good to criticize a player, and it's never good to answer as a player. So we should stop talk about the situation. Maybe both sides made an error, and we need all the fans. And now I heard that the supporters, many coaches drive to Bristol, and we need the support of our supporters because we have to stay together. But yeah, the supporters, they expect players giving their best, and supporters always have a good feeling for individual players. So everyone has to put his fingers on his own nose and to make it better. And then there are no discussions like that on a Tuesday.
That's all from me. Thank you.
Cheers, Stephen. We'll just come to Leon Wapshaw from the Yorkshire Post.
Right, hello Andre, hope you're well. Do you think the side who stays up will be the sides who make the least mistakes? Because a lot of teams seem to be close.
Yes, I don't care about the other teams, to be honest. I hope that we don't make so many mistakes that we can get a lot of points. We have it in our own hands. to decide the situation because of standing over the line now. So we try to win in Bristol, and then we have two home games. But first, step by step, totally concentration for the game in Bristol, and don't watch too much to the other teams. When we collect enough points, then it doesn't matter how the other other teams play.
Yeah. Sometimes with players, you don't want to see anger with supporters, but players angry with each other, sometimes that's positive. That's, you know, that shows that they care, and that's important to see in that respect.
Absolutely, and sometimes I have the feeling that they're friends, and but to have success, it's also important that we communicate sometimes angry on the pitch when the strikers don't work, when the midfielders don't pass. Yeah, you can tell them because sometimes it's good for the concentration and for the motivation, and that doesn't mean that we don't stay together. But to have success, sometimes you need for me, leaders communicate honestly. And this is for me the straight way.
In your experience in football, have you ever known a relegation fight like this? It just seems to be so close, and maybe 5-6 teams possibly.
Yeah, when I started my career as a coach, we were overtook the team in winter. We were 12 points behind, and we stayed in the league. Also with Hannover, relegation battle is always hard, and I know that the result after the last match is important, and so it's in our hands, and it's never easy because there are reasons why all the teams are at the bottom and not at the top, and we have to fight against some details and to make it better. But the most important thing is to stay calm and to stay together with the supporters and in the team, with the whole staff, and to keep calm. But that means also that we need full energy, we need the will, and everyone on the stand must see that there's a team on the pitch who wants to who want to stay in the league for 100% and first fight and then play football.
Which team was that, Andre? Was it in Germany? Was it? You know,
which
team were you managing then when you stayed up?
When we stayed up, it was with Hannover. It was with Havelse the first time. It was TSV Havelse. It was my first club in the fourth league, normally I played at the top, but. But with Hannover, we won the relegation battle for sure, and because of staying calm, and it needs positive thoughts, and this is always the right way to go.
Very best of luck, Andre.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Leon. Chris, have you got anything to add from ITV?
Just a quick one, Andre. What sort of reaction do you want to see from your team tomorrow afternoon after Tuesday's result?
Yeah, we need another performance like the last 40 or 30 minutes. This is for sure. I want to see that we start again like in Preston, like against Millwall. But it's not enough to play just one half in that way. So we need the concentration for 90 minutes, and the boys. Maybe I want to see a reaction in that way. We concede a goal that. We show a good body language, and we play further and not like a team who gives up. And this is what I expect. Yeah, and you can lose a game, and when the opposition is much better, then you have to spend them applause. But it was not the same like in Preston. We were the better team after 55 minutes, and it was too easy, and we gave away the 3 points. And yeah, it goes on after an equalizer, and because it's possible to win the game in the last few minutes, like we've shown against Millwall, and this is what I'd expect: attitude over 90 minutes, the mentality to fight against as a team, positive body language, and stay together as a team. And yeah, when these are the basics, I expect the basics. Yeah.
Have you stressed to the players that it is still in their own hands? It's down to them.
Yeah, it's in our own hands, and so this is always a good situation, because we can have a look just on our own performance and on our own results, and yeah, better than to hope that the other teams lose.
All the best. Thank you.
Thank you.